Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Richard Ruling is a physician whose interest in retirement is Bible prophecy and alternative health care. He's published many books such as The Alpha and Omega Bible Code, Why You Shouldn't Ask Your Doctor, The Bridegroom Comes, Sword Over America, and Why You Shouldn't Ask Your Doctor, Choices That Can Save Your Life. He was board certified in internal medicine, had a cardiology fellowship before teaching health science at Loma Linda University, a community featured for longevity on the cover of National Geographic in November of 2005. His school received $40 million from the National Institute of Health for a study to learn why the community lives 7 years longer than other non-smoking groups. Dr. Ruling understands healthcare better and differently than most MDs. He's back with us on This Week in America to talk about his internationally acclaimed The Fall of America, A Survivor's Guide, called a must-read, a biblical answer to the New World Order, fast-paced, on-the-money, and a quick read, the how-to book with valuable practical help. Dr. Richard Ruling, author of The Fall of America, A Survivor's Guide, is back with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome back. It is indeed a pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's a privilege to be with you, Rick. Thank you for this opportunity.
It is our pleasure. Always learn something during the course of an interview here. And I want to just go back for a second. I really did a very quick gloss over of your background. Talk a little bit about your background and credentials, because, boy, you've got such an illustrious medical career.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was teaching at the School of Public Health when I attended a cardiology convention in Anaheim, and Pritikin was reporting his results of 85% of people got off their blood pressure medication on his diet and exercise program. To me, this was huge. I invited him to speak at our university, and I've seen it work. People, in fact, others have too. On the cover story of U.S. News and World Report, Dean Ornish, a cardiologist from California, was featured in a How to Reverse Heart Disease. Caldwell Esselstein, Cleveland Clinic's cardiologist, has written the book Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. And if heart disease can be reversed, as I've seen it happen, and I could tell you a story if we had time, I'll just tell you.
Well, yes, please do. It's important.
Fellow with three cardiologists in New York City, an executive, 65, too risky for bypass surgery, and they had him taking a 12 dozen pills a day and getting worse, and he was really desperate. I said, I think you can get off of most of your medication. One of his cardiologists said, you'll die if you do. But I think he outlived the cardiologist. He lived from 65 to about 92.
Wow.
And so, hey, it does work. Diet, if what you plug up in your artery slowly can unplug slowly if you eat a low cholesterol, low fat diet type of thing. And the DVD that I have on my website shows other diseases as well. Diabetes, how to reverse it. Neil Barnard wrote that program, but same type of diet, and it's more information. I have a sample of 8 minutes on my website, thefallofamerica.blog. They can watch the 8 minutes, and if for $10, it's worth the investment. That's what's charged on Amazon for that same DVD, but I include some other things, bonuses as well. Thank you.
Yeah, the fallofamerica.blog, and we've got that on our website, so you can go there and look for it if you're traveling and don't remember that. The name of the book is The Fall of America, A Survivor's Guide. What gives this such credibility and why people stop and listen to what Dr. Ruling says is he's been on the front line. This is what he's seen throughout his career, the changes that he's seen. The average person spends thousands of dollars a year for health care, and you say it's a ripoff because medical care is not health care. That has my attention. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, they started calling it health care in the mid to late 70s. The dean of the School of Public Health came to me and said, you know, they're starting to call medical care health care. Well, we were into health, and Breslow, dean of UCLA's School of Public Health, did a federally funded study and showed that 7 simple health habits were good for 11-year advantage over people who had 3 habits or less. And the extremes were 35 years difference between people who broke all the rules, obese, drinking, smoking, etc., compared to people who observed all the 7. And so, yeah, it can be huge, but most of us could do add a 10 years. I'm 79 next month, and I'm in great health, don't see anything coming for me, and I've done it right by the rules most of my life.
And all of those rules you'll find at Dr. Ruhling's website, thefallofamerica.blog, of course, in the book, The Fall of America. A great deal of information there. You're going to be very impressed as you're reading this information. Let's go back and talk about medical care. You say medical care is the leading cause of death. And people would go, now, how could that be? It's supposed to save our lives, not take our lives. Yeah. And it's not even listed in the CDC's top 10 causes, so the medical community doesn't really fully grasp that. Why is it the leading cause of death?
Well, everybody or lots of people know about the JAMA, Journal of American Yes. Medical Association, on tax day, April 15, 1998, reported 106,000 deaths in hospitals from adverse drug reactions. The definition of that is not an overdose. It's not a bad prescription for something that was wrongly prescribed, but some people just react badly, adverse drug, okay? And that 106,000 made it, in that article, the fourth to sixth leading cause of death, but that was in hospitals. 2 years later, Western Journal of Medicine reported outpatients outside the hospitals, 199,000 deaths from drugs, okay? Well, put them together, it's 305, and that's the third leading cause of death. But that was back in 1998-2000 reported, and there was a seven-year report going from 98 to 2005, reported in 2007 in the Annals of Internal, Archives of Internal Medicine, September 10, the death rates increased 2.7-fold. Well, if they were really including both inside and outside the hospitals, that would be then 2.7 times 305,000, 824,000 drugs are number one cause of death in America. Wow. And they're not even counting the ones in the nursing home where little old ladies die and they don't do an autopsy. They just say, died of heart disease, died of heart disease. Well, their heart might not be plugged up. They're on about a dozen pills a day. Okay, adverse drug reactions being possible? I think so, you know, et cetera.
Shocking information, and you will find all of that outlined in Dr. Ruhling's book, The Fall of America, A Survivor's Guide. His website, thefallofamerica.blog. If you're Googling Richard Ruhling, and that's R-U-H-L-I-N-G, and you'll find all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One of the first things, Doctor mentioned the DVD that's there, and you'll see a couple minutes of that. You say, real health care as opposed to medical care. You touched on that briefly. Let's go back and talk about that, because there is a distinction between the two, isn't there?
Well, yes. Really, health care is care of health. Health is based upon, there's an acronym, New START, stands for nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, T for temperance or abstemiousness, abstaining from harmful things, tobacco, alcohol, etc., air, fresh air, and as opposed to smoking, and rest, and T for trust or positive mental attitudes, trust in God, don't worry yourself to death, etc. You know, and I'm seeing the Bible as having relevant information, including the fact, while we're on the topic, in Revelation 18, verse 23, nations are deceived by bad translation, sorcery, it says. The Greek word is pharmakia. We're deceived by pharmakia. And every nation practicing Western medicine is on the brink of bankruptcy because we spend so much money at the end of life to live just a few more months, maybe. You know, when if yes. we did it well before, hey, the people in my community at Loma Linda were written up in that National Geographic in 2005 as a blue zone because many of them live into the 100 and after.
The book is The Fall of America, A Survivor's Manual. It's very easy to read. It will turn your life around if you read and implement what Dr. Ruhling is talking about. The title of the book is The Fall of America. You deal with health issues, some biblical issues there as well. How does health relate to the fall of America? Tie that in with the title of the book.
Thank you very much for that golden opportunity. Healthcare is only one of several systems. And from what I'm saying, the medical care system is flawed. It's based on a false science of pharmacology when it's not possible to tabulate all the things that can happen. Years ago, the purple pill advertised heal the damage when their physician's desk reference almost a column, 120 some things that could do to you, okay, as an example. Okay,
yes.
That's not heal the damage. That's trouble. When we can arrange our health habits, if we ate regularly, avoid greasy foods, spicy hot stuff, and so on, we might do much better with a stomach that will serve us longer. And so I'm just saying as an example of a fallen system, but education has fallen. We don't know what to teach, and they don't even know. One science, zoology, will teach you what is male and what is female, and we come to man and woman, we don't know, currently, it's transgender, et cetera. Science is ahead on some things, basically, and religion is a fallen in America. We have let so many things go by the board that America is in a desperate shape. We are becoming like Egypt. Egypt, God judged because, if you remember, they enslaved people and had killed the Israelite babies, threw them in the river. We've aborted 60 million, and we've enslaved most people in alcohol, tobacco, substances, and negative lifestyles. So we are in line for, I believe, judgment, and we're transitioning right now. But right now, it's been good till lately, but it's beginning to be trouble, and it's not going to get better or heal, I don't think.
Dr. Richard Ruhling, Ruhling, is our guest on the program, back with us on This Week in America. His website is thefallofamerica.blog. His book is The Fall of America. What you say really reminds me of Hippocrates, the statement that nature cures and food should be our medicine. Are those words we should actually implement and live by?
Oh, my. I worked for DuPont for 6 months in a transition when they were looking for a full-time medical director, and their motto is better living through chemistry.
Yes.
Well, when it comes to carpets and nylon tires, yes. But when it comes to diet, chemistry is not good. Drugs are not good. Somehow we were designed to recognize what nature grows for us as being better. And I don't want all the chemicals and long lists. As someone said, don't read the label. Don't read any food that has labels on it. That's another physician speaking, Dr. Lorraine Day. But specifically, we can stick with nature, and sadly, they're manipulating it, GMO type stuff, just to make it better.
Yes. Yes.
We're not into true science on agriculture.
You know, I'm going to talk one more thing about healthcare. That I want to talk about the biblical part of this. Time is going by so rapidly here. But you say that Bible is ahead of us today in healthcare. Give some examples there, the tie-in. You gave one just a few minutes ago, the tie-in between healthcare and what we're reading in the Bible.
Okay, good question. Every reference to physicians, plural, in the Bible is negative. The first reference to that is in the last chapter of the book of Genesis, where Jacob or Israel died, and Joseph asked the physicians, plural, to embalm his father. Well, the physicians did the embalming. What does that tell you about? They had a lot of patients that died, okay, as an example. But if there's a singular physician, like the great physician, or Luke, who was a physician, it's positive, okay? And I think physician comes from the Greek word physis, meaning nature. Sticking with nature is better. If you think you can do it by chemicals, not good, but that's mainly how I was trained. I was board certified in internal medicine. But boy, it's how many different things that drug can do to you that the doctors don't know. They just write and say, see me again in a week, because they're hoping you won't be bad off, type of thing. Not good. And do one more story from the Bible, if you like.
Yes.
Christ was walking near the pool of Bethesda and healed a man. He said, take up your bed and walk. But today, it's a similar, the people gathered around that pool of Bethesda, hoping that there'd be a ripple on the water, and the first person in got healed. Well, today was very similar. We have Bethesda, Maryland, NIH, National Institutes of Health, funding drug care. Okay, in vain, we're sitting around watching, hoping for a cure type of thing. But we need to hear the get up and walk and do some other things type of thing, just for an example.
Richard Ruhling, Dr. Richard Ruhling, our guest on the program. The Fall of America, A Survivor's Guide, A Survivor's Manual is the name of the book. The website is thefallofamerica.blog. Some people would go, the Fall of America, That scares me. Do you actually see the fall of America?
Well, in Jeremiah 30, verse 11, God is going to make a full end of all other nations. It's also seen in Daniel 2, when the stone kingdom grinds the kingdoms of this world to powder. I believe we're like the head of gold there, Babylon. We are great. Everybody wants to come to America for a better life. But I would say right now, things are changing. Don't come.
Yes.
know, hang on, because we are headed down. The story in Egypt with God executing judgment on Egypt when they had enslaved people and killed the babies, we've done the babies, and we are enslaving people with substances. I think if we need to read and understand where we're headed, and God does have a plan. He's naked, not taken by surprise, as some of the prophecies I've referred to here. We need to understand the Bible better. It is the number one bestseller. It's not just for women and weak men and children type of thing. It is got details. I'll give you one example from Daniel. Christ said to understand the book of Daniel when he was asked about the end of the world. And in Gabriel told Daniel his vision in Daniel 8:17. Is at the time of the end. Well, it was about a ram and a goat and a conflict, and the ram had horns of Media and Persia. But today that is Iraq and Iran, Medes and Persians. Yes, we're at the time of the end. Okay, can we understand it? The Bible is clear if you just do a little study and think about it, and that's, I think, in the book too, or at least in the insert, because I've updated it. Anyway, thank you.
Well, on the website, let's talk about what's there, because it's not like just information on the book. You've got the DVD, you've got information, condensation of another book that you have there as well. The website is thefallofamerica.blog. What will people find when they go to the blog site?
Well, there are several videos by people who see the problem with political U.S. and communism and socialism and so on. You know, from my perspective, you know, what business does the Pope have coming to Congress to tell us how to run the country when all of his people south of us want to come here for a better life? Why can't he fix where he's at with South America? You know, the global warming, we're having 40 states in this morning's headlines are under ice and blizzard condition. Global warming? Come on. They're just got it imbalanced by what they're doing with the chemtrails and things like that in the sky. It's not good, basically.
How optimistic are you that we can reverse this? We can turn it around. Do you think we can reverse this?
Well, I think that a lot of patriots want to think so. They think this is our country, it's constitutional, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm seeing that we've had our chance, and we've let it go. And there's it's about 50% of people that want food stamps and apartment rental subsidies and medical care and education and so on, who and the other half have to support them. But when a conflict in the Bible, it's avoid the conflict, and I see God has a plan, but I'm not going to spell out what it is right now. We're nearly out of time, and it would take time to justify it. But thank you for this candid, casual discussion. And I'm just saying there is information, and the book has more on it.
And you'll find more at the website. Mentioned before, a $10 donation, and there are several items included in that. It's a great opportunity to gain knowledge, turn your life around. What will they get for a $10 donation?
Well, they get the DVD, which is high value. They get my book, which is going to explain a lot of stuff they won't hear in church. A lot of people think they're going to be snatched to heaven. Actually, just to explain one more thing, when God executed judgment on Egypt, he took his people to a covenant and later said, I'm married to you. He regarded that covenant as a marriage relationship. Modern left behind people think, we're going to be snatched to heaven out of here for the marriage. Well, I think God is going to got a different plan that's similar to what Bible history was. He wants us to make a covenant and be his, prove what we're his. If he came tomorrow in the sky, everybody say, Lord, I'm yours. Well, baloney. You know, the events are going to sort that out. In the end, the people who really know and trust him will be standing in one area, and the others will be standing somewhere else or not standing at all.
It's absolutely fascinating what you'll find in the book, The Fall of America. Go to the website, thefallofamerica.blog, get information on the book and the other bonus items that you'll find from Dr. Ruhling. That's Ruhling, touching and saving as many lives in retirement as you were as a doctor. I mean, you're really out there on the forefront with these very important messages. It is an eye-opening book that you've written, The Fall of America. Dr. Ruhling, time always goes by so quickly when you're with us on the program. It is always a pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. So much more to cover. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program.
You have been truly great. You exceed my expectations, and God bless you. Thank you so much for this time.
Well, that's very kind of you to say, and we love having you on because we learned something, and you'll make life better for all of us. The book is The Fall of America, A Survivor's Manual, Dr. Richard Ruhling, Ruhling, the author, book available the usual places, his website, thefallofamerica.blog. Of course, all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.